Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everyone? We're back for our weekly recap of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Today it is Lord of the Cougars with a little dash of anxiety. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah.
Pew.
Playing a little video game.
What's up, everyone? We're back this week for another recap of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This one is Lord of the Cougars. Not Duke of the Cougars.
I know, that would have been
no
great.
Duke, just Lord of the Cougars. I'm your host, Francesca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. And pardon me if my voice goes kind of in and out tonight. I am getting over a little cold. Anyways, next to me are my lovely co-hosts.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hey everybody, it's Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
Yes, and guys, today's after show is coming to you completely free, and one of the ways we are able to do this is our sponsors. Today we are sponsored by BeautyCon Box, which is a subscription box that is delivered to your door each season. Mm. Now, each box is made by your favorite beauty gurus, which is really cool. You never know which box is going to have which beauty guru attached to it, so that's awesome. Mm. And it's over $150 worth of stuff for only $30.
Yes. Wow.
And you can save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan, which is really awesome. With that plan, you pay the total cost up front for the entire year's boxes, and then you don't have to worry about making the payment each month. And you save $20, which is amazing.
I know.
Yeah. There's a lot of awesome products such as, you know, liquid lipsticks, Flutter Lash, I Slay Lashes. That sounds amazing. And lip conditioner, which is really cool. Now, if you really want this, you can go to BeautyCon.com/box to sign up for your subscription. And if you use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off your subscription, that's amazing. Wow. BOXBUZZ for 20% off. Go to BeautyCon.com/box. That Yay. Sounds like really awesome for you ladies out there.
Definitely. And speaking of beauty, everyone just looks so beautiful tonight. Like,
yes.
Per usual, except we got to see Kendall.
Yeah.
Which we rarely ever get to see, so that was really nice. And she just was like... Flawless.
Right now. like every scene she was in, it was just like Kendall. She's a beautiful girl, but it was just like breathtaking. Mm-hmm. Especially when they showed her in the beginning at her photo shoot.
Oh, I know. I was like, wow. I want that outfit.
Yeah.
She sold it. I want it.
I'm really happy that she was in this episode so much because we haven't really seen much of her. She's always kind of, you know, off and not really involved as much. And, you know, same thing with Kylie. Kylie is around a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I did miss Kylie tonight. I'm always a sucker for her. I wish she would have been there.
Well, the reason why we never see her is exactly what her issue was on the show, which was, you know, she's always working, always traveling, always having anxiety. And I actually thought it was interesting that they titled the show Lord of the Cougars, because really that just felt like a filler for the show. Like Scott hanging out with the girls, he always hangs out with the girls, now it's just Chris, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The real issue was Kendall and Kim and their anxiety and their like sleep paralysis and stuff like that.
I thought that was a very big foreshadow, and I found it very, very ironic that Kim is like thinking, oh, you know, the car's gonna flip over here, or we're sitting in this restaurant and those pillars are gonna come down and crush us, and she's just like, I feel like all these awful bad things are gonna happen to me, and I just like have them pop up in my mind and it's not a normal thing. And then given to what actually happened to her recently,
oh,
it's so ironic. This entire thing was about having anxiety and not wanting to get out because you feel like people are going to hurt you, or just like surroundings of, you know, cars flipping and everything. So I kind of felt like, dang, like the fact that all of this was said months mm-hmm. before this happened, like that's kind of scary and ironic.
Well, yeah. Here, how about this? Do you guys ever think thoughts like that?
I do, but mm-hmm. not as much as Kim does.
Okay.
Right. I'm the same way. It's not that extreme, but yeah. I always think like, maybe I shouldn't have sit close to the door like this. You know, at a restaurant. Yeah.
Like, I have my back to the door. Know? And then I turn around.
Or I think, like, hey, it's L.A. with the traffic. Like, maybe I shouldn't be in this lane.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. But it's never, like,
I get
extreme. Yeah.
Yeah, because traffic in L.A. is really awful, and that's mm-hmm. where, you know, they live and, you know, all of that kind of congestion. Mm-hmm. I think the thing that I do the most is, like what you said, in traffic. I hate being on the freeway. I feel like the worst thing is going to happen. But for her feeling like, you know, her sitting at the restaurant and it's going to cave in, or being on a pier and the kid,
yeah.
like, that is a little intense. And I get where she's coming from, but if you're constantly in that space, it's very emotionally draining.
Yes, and that's, I think, exactly why, kind of, even though she said, you know, at the end of the episode, she kind of felt, you know, quote unquote cured, she hadn't thought about anxiety, like something bad happened to her. Because when you're kind of always mm-hmm. in that negative space, that happens. And you know what? I was just, this made me think about it, because when I was in Cancun for my birthday earlier this year, me and my friend were standing on our balcony, and she's like, dude, don't judge me, but I get thoughts like, what if I just fell from this balcony right now? I'm like, oh my god, I do that too. So yeah. I actually do exactly what Kim does. I just don't even realize it because it's so natural to me.
In your brain.
So now I'm like, oh my god, do I have anxiety? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think for them, it's even scarier because mm-hmm. they have a lot. I don't want to say they have a lot more to lose, because we all have a lot mm-hmm. to lose. We're all valuable people. But as a celebrity, you have more factors coming at you. You know what I mean?
Totally. Mm-hmm. That's kind of scary, man. Like, especially being a celebrity, you have anxiety plus 10 times more at the level, because that's just mm-hmm. insane. And I do think it's crazy. I do relate. Like, I feel like that's definitely a thing, that it's not just made up. Like, that's a real
right.
thing. And I do hate that, because she's overcome so much, and then for her to be like, all right, I think I'm good. You know, I talked to the therapist, everything's good. And then now to see the funk that she's in after
yeah.
being gone from social media for over a month now. It's been over a month. Like, mm-hmm. I miss her, and I want her to be okay again, you know? Mm-hmm. Even for if I never saw her on social media again, I just hope she's okay as a person.
Yeah, I mean, it really, like, after seeing this episode, now you know it really did a number on Kim. Like, mm-hmm. she's really, really affected by this. And I would hope she would come back, but I understand, like, if she has to go away for even 5 months. Mm-hmm. Because
right.
seeing this episode and then seeing what happened, she's broken inside.
Yeah.
Like, I could just only imagine, like, she's really hurting, because her deepest, darkest fear
actually
just
did happen. And yeah. then it's like one of those things, okay, well, maybe my mind isn't playing tricks with me. Maybe I'm really
right.
conscious yeah. of what's going on around me. And, like, can you imagine after that happened, you're constantly sitting in your room thinking at any moment someone can break in and, like, take
yeah.
me and tie me up and duct tape my face and, like, throw me in a bathtub. Like, that's very scary.
I
totally understand why she's been gone for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting how it kind of correlates the show, even though it was filmed months ago, with what's kind of going on
right
now. And then we have Kendall, who's having a lot of anxiety about airplanes and having sleep paralysis. And when we were watching, Howard reminded me, didn't she go into the hospital last year? And she did, for like exhaustion.
Mm-hmm.
But this was 2015. So I know this was filmed earlier this year, because I remember the Skyspace LA, they literally were there like the day after or the day before that I went to that thing. Mm. So I know it was this
year. I
think
it's around like 3 months difference of like right. when they filmed to when they put on air.
So it was like July, I think. Oh, because I went on the 4th of July.
Okay,
so it was
yeah.
somewhere right around July. But that's interesting, because if that's the case, then it was in 2015 when she was hospitalized, and she's still having this anxiety and stuff like that. So,
and it's interesting that she didn't bring up that she'd been in the hospital, because she says on the phone to her mom, one of these days when I end up in the
right.
hospital, you're gonna know why. So she totally like skipped past, you know, what may have already happened. But maybe Is it, like, confirmed that that happened last year, or is it one of those just rumors, possible rumors?
She had written on one of her blogs on her website that, I don't know if she specifically said she was hospitalized, but she made it sound like, you know, she took a break for exhaustion and stuff like that. Yeah. But have you guys ever had sleep paralysis? I think we briefly talked about this last episode, but it is really, really scary.
Do you open your eyes or no?
Yes. Okay. Oh my gosh, I've had it happen to me once, and I was crashing at my cousin's house, and I was like, you know, falling asleep, and I heard like whisperings. Mine's like more creepier than hers. Mine's like super creepy.
Coward.
So I heard, I heard like whispering, and like my aunt will like come and say a prayer to my cousin, you know? So I thought maybe my aunt had came to say a prayer to my cousin. And, so I got up to look, and that's when I like froze and I couldn't look, and I could just hear that whispering, and like it was, I was sleeping on my stomach, so I was like freaking out because like I couldn't move, and then finally I was able to move, and like I remember just, I was half asleep, so I remember being like just falling right back to sleep, but in the morning I was like, did that really happen? No. So
you did open your eyes?
Yeah.
Did you see anyone there?
I couldn't turn to look.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so scary, because the only times that I've ever had, I had problems when I was younger, up until a few years ago, where I would have dreams that I couldn't breathe, and so then I'd be like gasping for my last thing and like pass out on the floor, and then all of a sudden I go,
my God.
So then my parents were saying, maybe you should make like a journal of like when that happens, and like maybe if it happens more than, you know, a couple more times, we should see if you're like really forgetting to breathe in your sleep. So I've had that, and then I also have these weird dreams where I am in a dream and I'm like, okay, you're just dreaming, you're fine. And I go to open the door of the dream to, like, go out to get back into reality. So I'll literally go through this door, and I'm thinking, okay, cool, I'm going to wake up. And then I'm in this stained glass room, like, with all these different colored glass. And then I'm just like, wake up, wake up, wake up, and I can't wake up. So I don't know if that's similar or if that's even a thing, but, like, I've had that happen a lot, too.
It's just crazy what stress, you know, stress, anxiety, all that stuff can do to your body.
Yeah.
It's really nuts. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Bless you.
Nothing like that has like ever happened to me.
Really?
I mean, I do get anxiety like on planes and stuff, but it's never been that extreme. I can only imagine what she's going through, because I only had maybe one moment where I thought I was awake, but I was still asleep. But I think it was just a dream. So it was nothing like crazy like that. Like, not crazy, but you know,
yeah,
above average. So
I can't imagine opening your eyes, though. That would be the really trippy part.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's scary. Like, when you open your eyes, you're awake, you'd think.
Right. But it's like your body's still sleeping. So it's weird that, you know, your whatever's firing in your body is just misfiring for, like, you know, it's probably like a split second, but it feels like forever.
How long do you think it was before you were able to kind of actually move?
Honestly, it was probably seconds, but
it felt longer.
It felt so long. But yeah, it's nuts that our body can do that. And but just to think, like, especially for Kendall, because she's literally flying all over the world all the time, and it's not something she could just like, I can't do anymore. Like Chris was saying in the episode, you know, they booked you, they're waiting for you, this and that and this. So that's kind of a really tough thing to have, but that shows, like, overworked or just, like, not enough sleep. We were talking before the camera started rolling right now that, you know, not enough sleep, it's easier for you to get sick, like me, or, like, you know, stuff like that. So her relaxing and work balance is just off. And I think that's crazy that she actually had to call her mom once, and her mom had to fly. First they said London, next they said Paris. So I don't know which is the correct destination, but nonetheless, Chris had to fly overseas to calm Kendall down and bring her back. That's just crazy.
I thought that was crazy, but I was like, also kudos to Chris a little bit, because, you know, that's a mom, like, baby, you can't make it to the show, well, let me come and get you, for you to fly to another country just to bring her back to the States.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy, but go ahead, props to Mama Chris, because she's like, babe, you're going to get this check. We're going to be okay. You'll be all right with me. I'm like, I'll calm you down. I will come get you.
Yeah.
So that's...
And I did think it was kind of neat how we saw, like when their flashbacks are always kind of like gray or whatever, like a gray screen. I was kind of surprised that they let because Kendall's the one of the ones on the show that doesn't like showing like very strong emotions. She's like, yeah. Like one time before when she was crying, she literally broke the fourth wall and said, "Get the cameras out. I don't want to do this right now. I don't want to be filmed." Mm-hmm. And that was like one of the only times the Kardashians that they've ever really broken the fourth wall. But I was surprised to see her FaceTiming crying with Chris. I was like excited, not excited that she was crying, but I was excited that they were letting us in on her emotional side a little bit more. Mm-hmm. She was kind of opening up more with this episode, which was cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, I wonder how it is to just be like, I have to go on a plane. Because I hate flying, but I go because I have to.
Yeah.
I don't know how it'd feel like if that was literally my job, to have to get on a plane. Like, there's no other way for her to... I mean, you take a boat, but you're not going to get there for a week. Yeah.
That's way scarier, too.
That's so scary. That's oh, my true. Gosh. The Kraken, you know, is going to come out and take your boat down.
Well, Titanic. Weird. Haven't anyone seen that movie? I'm just kidding.
I guess that's true, too. But Kraken is more, you know, realistic in my eyes.
Yeah. I just find that so weird. Like, she literally has to get on this plane. And with her anxiety, it's just like, wow. When do you think, does anybody know, like, when do you think she might just say, I've had enough. I don't want to fly. I want to do everything in California or everything within driving distance. Like, will she ever get to that point?
I don't think so. I don't think so either. Because she said she really loves her career.
Right.
Although she did say her health is more important than work, but she loves her career, so she's going to make it work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I like that they did call a therapist in, because a lot of people... don't deal with these problems, and that's why they persist, you know.
Right.
And for Kendall, it was the meditation that kind of got her. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but it looked like Kim almost was gonna smirk during the meditation. Plus, she had sunglasses on, so I'm like, is she really meditating?
Yeah.
But Kendall was just like,
yeah,
in the zone.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I think it was one of those things where I thought it was so funny how quickly Kim. Totally was like, I'm healed miraculously, you know. So I mean, but I thought that was kind of funny. But I was super glad that she was able to kind of overcome her fears. But Kendall was not about it. She was like, you know what? Well, I mean, the meditation she was, but previously, whenever they were like, we're going to recreate your anxiety, she was like, I am not about to do that. And she literally gets up and says, all right, thank you, bye, and just leaves.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so rude. Like,
you guys have fun on your drive. I'm going home.
She's like, I am not doing that. See you later. And I was like, oh, poor therapist. But
I know. But you could just see, like, it's really scary to her. She was like, I'm not about to create this panic attack because that'll create something else and create something else. And she said, deuces. I wasn't even really mad at her because I understand. It's just like, no, I'm not going to get into this mindset just to see if I can get myself out of it. Like, at least not right now.
Ooh, yeah, that's kind of scary because you don't ever want to do it. So, like, doing it whenever it wouldn't naturally happen is kind of, like, scary. Like, I hate doing this. Why would I... do it on purpose, like,
exactly.
Scary.
Just like, I hate going to the DMV. Like, why would I go to the DMV on my day off? When
right,
I don't
just to, just to be fun,
exactly,
just for fun.
What number are you? I don't have I'm just sitting here.
So
to get over my fear of the long line, like,
you
know, no,
is that even possible to like create your anxiety? Like, because I can't think of doing it and be like, all right, I'm getting on a plane right now. Okay, this is happening. Like, it wouldn't do it for me.
What I was thinking about is, like, thinking about giving a speech. You know, a lot of people have anxiety about talking in front of people, and it's really scary. Literally, the only way to get over that fear is to
get up there and
keep doing speech. It's, like, the same thing, obviously, on different scales.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting, though, was the doctor or the therapist, Michelle, said that a lot of moms get anxiety because... they're in control of someone else's life, so they don't want, you know, something to happen to them. And it made me think about my friend who had a baby in the last year, and she had, like, while she was pregnant, she was having a lot of anxiety, and when she was driving.
Wow.
By chance. So I do think maybe it also might be a mom thing, like... Or it can be a mom thing, especially with hormones and like.
Ooh, you know, I never even thought about that. That's really scary as a parent. You're like, I have to fear for my own life, but also I'm in control of my children's lives. That's scary.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like those people who have like eight or so kids and like being like in control of them at all times? Like, I could not do that. Talk about anxiety. Like, I know families like that, and props to them. But like, goodness, I couldn't even take care of one, let alone eight.
I know.
Lord have mercy.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I just think I'm getting anxiety right now. Anyway, my bad.
I couldn't watch up with everybody. You know, no. Chris, that's why Chris gets a lot of credit, because she's not only is she watching after these six kids, but she's managing their careers. She's, you know, telling them what to wear, how to wear. Still, even though they're grown, it's like, okay, well, you got to post this at this time. You got to wear this outfit because it goes with this. Like, props out to you, Chris. I feel like she has a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, yeah, I'm surprised we don't see anything about her kind of breaking down.
She seems to always have it together, though. And, like, she does, like, kind of freak out sometimes. But, like, the majority of the time, she's the calm voice of reason. And everyone else is coming to her with their problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except for the time, obviously, where she has her breakdown moments with the whole Caitlyn situation, which is totally understandable. But other than that, she seems to really have it together.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mama Chris.
I know.
Go ahead, girl.
Mama Chris, for sure. I don't know. Do you guys have anything else about anxiety?
You're giving me anxiety, like, making me think I need to say something else about anxiety.
No. Dakota, everyone just stare at him.
No, I honestly think that I feel like if I ever went through something like that, it would take me going through it to know how it feels. Because I've never been on that level.
Yeah,
and I don't want to say that because then it's going to make me... It's gonna, like... karma is going to happen.
I know. That's what I was thinking too.
Here we are.
What if I leave the studio and
now I have anxiety?
Like, thanks, Kim.
Thanks. You could sue the Kardashians. I got anxiety after watching episode 19, season 12.
Seriously, Kim, I drive on the freeway all the time. Now I drive on the freeway and think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a Kim moment. Like, I can't get in this lane. Like, I don't know. Now I'm getting anxiety from it.
No, we have to stay positive.
You know,
stay
I'm
positive.
Okay. I'm all right.
Maybe we positive can call thoughts. Michelle and have her come over.
Right.
Hello, totally. Michelle?
Yeah.
She's like, honey, I'm 5,000 per hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Only the Kardashians can afford it.
Yeah.
Ugh. So the other half of this episode was Scott with Chris and her friends. Like I said, it felt kind of like a filler. They went to tea. They had pool aerobics, which was kind of
awkward.
Like really awkward with the sexual thrust.
And I was like,
I was like, okay. Stella's getting all their grooves back, you know what I mean? And then the last they were painting. I guess the whole thing about that was just that Scott's hanging out with family, which he usually does, but instead of him being out doing crazy other things with other people. Kim and Courtney were kind of hating. Chloe was, of course, always on his side. What did you guys think about this pivotal issue?
I feel like, you know, Scott always goes to Chloe, no matter what's going on, always goes to Chloe. And she usually has the best advice for him. She really listens to him. Out of all of the sisters, I feel like she listens to him the most. The others are like, what do you think, Scott? And then he'll start talking. They'll be like, oh, you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do this. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
And, like, Chloe listens. And she sits there and she, like... You know, she, like, squints her eyes and, like, really pays attention. Like, I feel like if I wanted...
She does squint her eyes.
Yeah, she goes... Her lips, like... You know what I'm saying?
She does.
I love her so much, but I think that she always gives him the best advice, and I love that she's always on his side, no matter what family problems they have going on. So, I really enjoyed that. It was kind of sad to see Kim and Courtney be like, that's just really random and weird for you to hang out with my mom. It's like... His parents died. Like, he wants a mother figure in his life. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of heartbreaking, his situation. And obviously, we always talk about how he's the kind of squeaky wheel, always having problems. But, like, he's gone through some crap.
Yeah, and that's so funny that you said that, like a mother figure. That's what I didn't even think about it until, you know, you said it. Because I think that's why he's doing all this. Like, he misses his mom. He probably misses his mom's friends and maybe his, you know, aunts. He is on the West Coast. Maybe his family's on the, you know, still on the East Coast. So he's probably like, wow, like hanging out with Chris, I can still maybe see some of my mom and her and, you know, what she might be doing at this age or what she might be doing now. It's just, I thought it was still a little bit weird.
It was.
just a tad. You know, I would have left out the water aerobics.
That was the best part. No, I'm just kidding.
I would have left that out. But the painting, that's fine. You know, go to lunch with your mom's friends. That's cool, you know?
Don't talk about gynecology, though. Like, that was a little weird.
Kind of odd.
That's why I said it just felt forced, and it felt like it was, like, this was definitely a produced part.
I feel like Scott is there, like... like B storyline in all of this. He's always like the filler, you know, which is great. Like, it's a part of the best parts of the show are the filler parts. But I feel like he is kind of like, oh, well, Kim's busy doing this photo shoot and Chloe's over here, but we got to have some content for this next episode. Right. Let's call Scott and have him act a fool. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I love it. I love it. So I'm not shading him at all. I think it's amazing, but I think it's just the fact of the matter is that he's the on-call guy. Like, hey, let's play around. Let's get goofy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, true. I mean, so it makes sense that he made it. Because I heard that he made his own little deal to be on the show. So now that it makes sense, like, if you're going to use me as a B-filler, I need to be getting B-filler money. Like, this is not making my deal. Yeah. I need a little extra, you know, money for the funny parts.
Yeah, I think that he always had Courtney to rely on after his parents had passed. And then whenever he really doesn't necessarily fully have her and the kids all the time, he's wanting that mother-loving woman figure. So that's probably why. And I totally respect that, totally get that. And I hope that he continues to do that because it keeps him out of trouble. He's not going out with the guys and doing drugs or, you know, drinking. And
right.
Clubbing it up.
Definitely.
Club it up.
Not on Scott because I don't feel like I could keep going on that. I don't know if you guys could. But I thought it was interesting when Chris and Kim were looking at family pictures. And Kim says, what do you think our lives would be like if our father didn't pass? And that's actually kind of like a really interesting question because, I mean, when he passed at that point, she had already been with Bruce, you know, or Caitlin, formerly known as Bruce, at the time. So they were kind of already down that track. But what do you guys think? How would the Kardashians as a brand be different if their father was still here?
I think that, I mean, Chris said it best, like, their lives would be fuller, and I totally agree, because when you lose a parent, I can only imagine that part of your life kind of shuts down, and you feel like you can't, like, that was such, like, my parents are such a huge part of my life, and for one of them to go away, like, I can't even imagine. That would totally change my whole perspective of life and everything, so I think that, yeah, Chris is right, they would have a lot fuller of a life and be happy and more joyful. But I mean, they're doing the best of what they can do, obviously, because life throws unexpected curves, but that's what I think.
I, you know, a part of me kind of feels like there would be no Kardashians, like no like
not
big
as
name.
Yeah,
I just feel like they would be more just regular Americans, like just everyday people. I don't think the empire would be this. I don't think there would be a reality show. I don't see them being the Kardashians. I just see them like, hey, you know, Chris with an ex-husband and Kim and them with their father. I just don't see stars.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it definitely could have gone this way too, but I think, you know, their family got a lot of publicity with the whole Simpsons trial. So they were kind of already in the spotlight. But I do feel like it might not have been this exact same fame. But I don't know. It's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
I think if Chris had never met Bruce, I think definitely this would never have kind of happened.
Right.
Not that he's a factor really in it, because he's always been kind of pushed to the sidelines. But it's a really interesting thought to think about the Kardashians, how they could have been.
Yeah.
You know?
It is kind of one of those things where, like you said, I don't know if they would be there, but we don't know if they would or not. But it is interesting. You kind of want to know, like, I wonder what would have happened.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
If they just would have been like, oh, hey, Chloe. Like, hey, Chloe, girl. Like, just regular instead of, like, Chloe. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But the thing is like, the parents were already split up, and Bruce was, or Caitlin, but Bruce was at the time with Chris. So maybe they would have still gone with everything, but I feel like they've lived their lives differently after their father. Like, they're totally different people. So that probably led them to do different things that they've done. So, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to get into some
predicciones?
Predicciones?
Woo.
Is that... I don't think that's actually... Is that how you say it?
I think so.
I predict, bless you. I predict that next week I will be completely healthy.
I really love that.
I'm like dying over here.
I love how you're laughing and coughing at the same time. I didn't know that was possible.
Anyways.
I think with my prediction, I feel like we are going to hopefully get more of Kendall. I would love that. I would love to see more of her and maybe see her work through her problems a little bit more. I always love seeing Kim. It makes me, every time we see Kim now on the show, I like savor every last moment of it, because I'm like, I don't know if we're going to see her in the same extent that we've always seen her. So hopefully we'll see more Kim so I can get my fix of her. And as of now, we still haven't been filming the next season, so hopefully they start doing that soon. I would love to see that. But yeah, my biggest prediction is hopefully we'll see more of Kendall and how she's working through her problems.
Mm-hmm. I predict that we'll see more of Kendall getting into this whole gun law thing she was talking about. I really want to see how she's going to just impact that whole movement, what she's going to say, how she's going to do it. So I predict she's really going to give us hopefully a breakdown. I predict Rob will have, he's already going to have an opinion, but he's going to be more in next episode.
I'm really interested to see that.
I do want to see more of the behind the scenes with the legacy thing that Chris was talking about, her and her mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to see what that's going to be about, because I would love for the Kardashians to do a documentary and have something to show with, within maybe 20 years later, this is us, something a stamp that they were here, how they impacted pop culture. So maybe that's what that would be. Really cool.
I would love that.
I don't know anything else much about that, just from with the preview. Mm-hmm. But it looked like it was kind of centered on MJ.
Yeah.
So maybe it was MJ talking about
things before,
her growing up and how, past, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But to see Chris break down and cry, I'm like, ooh, this, like you said, that'd be cool to see a really documentary kind of they're literally documented all the time.
That's true.
But this had a different feel.
I would really love to see that too. I wonder if it's still going on or if it was just a little thing or if they've stopped production on that too for now. I don't know. But my last prediction is that you guys are going to get out there and buy the BeautyCon box. BeautyCon.com/box. Use the code BoxBuzz. So I really feel like you guys are going to do that.
Definitely.
A little prediction there.
I have a little gossip.
Yeah, go for it.
Gossip.
Nice prompt.
Sorry if I cut off anyone else's having predictions.
No.
So just two things. Kanye stopped his 6th LA concert because he was starting to lose his voice. He said he was getting hoarse. So he had already performed for almost 50 minutes. And then he just stopped and he said that he didn't want to give them a bad show. He said he was going to refund everyone. I don't know how true that is, but he literally stopped, partway through his concert. So a lot of people, because he did 6 shows. A lot of people were really, pissed off at first, but then kind of got over it.
You know what? I don't know what I would do in that situation, so I have to respect his wishes. But personally, I'm a big fan of the show must go on. So people are there to see you. They've paid the money to see you. Obviously, you have to keep your own well-being in account, too. If your voice is going to break and you're not going to be able to use it for a long time. But if it was just getting a little hoarse or something and you made, a big deal about it, you were the one who said you wanted to do 6 shows in a night or in a row, and if you do that, I feel like you should keep up to your standard, just keep up to your word. So I personally would have tried to get through it if I could. But, if it was one of those things where his voice literally was going to give out and he wasn't going to be able to talk for a long time, totally get that too. But
I heard videos from friends' Snapchats or friends' Instagrams of him saying sorry, I'm so sorry, I gotta do this. He sounded fine, but again, you don't know.
You would never know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a singer. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he could tell when his voice is gonna crap out on him or whatnot. But I just thought about how the last time he did this it was Kim. Family emergency with Kim. So I'm wondering if that was an excuse, if there was something going on, or if it really, really was his voice, which I'm about to call.
Bless you. It just sucks because he did go 50 minutes into the show, you're already there, you're already doing the swing of things. It's kind of okay, when it's run backstage. Exactly. But when you run backstage and you do your outfit change, or you go backstage for the little, whatever's going on, the filler, you can say to your team, hey, can I get a little more background vocals? You can always, there's always a way to wing it, crowd, I need you to, participate a little bit. But you have to think about yourself too, but it's just dang, you're already 50 minutes into the show. We could wing this by just putting
for 20 more minutes.
Exactly.
But the thing is, his show is completely him by himself.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen videos of it or whatever. He has this thing. He's above the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just him. Bless God, you. I'm sorry. Thank you. But, yeah. So I don't think he had anyone else to, like, put it on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his voice has, like, that auto-tuney thing, like, whenever he's singing. So it's, like, no matter what you... I could literally go up there and be like, oh, yeah, like, blah, 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 and, like, totally
it sound perfect. It sounds all perfect.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
So it's one of those things where... And I'm not discrediting him. Like, he's mm-hmm. very talented. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, you can get by. And so I personally think that you could have kind of stuck it out.
That's what I feel like. It's just... It's a way... to do it, because I think there was a way he could have been like, hey, Mike, man, do the auto thingy, or you know what I mean, or just a sign or something, but if there was really maybe an emergency behind this, then I understand, but it's going to be hard to just be like, everybody get your money back, because it's like, well, I gave you half of a show, so I don't know, should I give you all your money or half your money back, like, how does that work?
And I'm sure he said that in the heat of the moment, so I'm not sure if people will get their money back, because people might be like, dude, you already did the show, we're not giving all our money back, you know what I'm saying? I could see them doing that as well, but and he does use the auto-tune thing throughout the entire show, because even whenever you stop the show to be like, I have a family emergency, I gotta stop the show, it was like, I gotta, like, it was like, oh, it was all it? Like auto-tune-y when he even said I had to stop the show. So it's like, I think he could have gotten by with using that thing and been totally fine, but then, I don't know. No shade to Kanye.
No shade.
I literally have my knockoff Yeezys on my feet right now.
Yikes, no knockoffs.
But you did sign up for those 6 shows. I mean, you go through your schedule. Mm-hmm. And you know, you did say, I'll be fine. I can do all 6. You know, just next time, the next tour, maybe we should just do the 3 shows. We'll just cut it in half.
He's trying to outbeat Taylor Swift, who has...
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was performing at the Forum, but for the Staples Center, she has the record for most consecutive sold-out shows.
Yeah,
I think it's 9. I'm not sure. Really fast, because I don't think I'm going to... My voice is going to last that much longer either. But
okay, Francesca
Chris,
West.
I know. Chris, for her 61st birthday...
So Chris for her 61st birthday.
Read it. You guys read it.
Where? Chris rented out a movie theater for her birthday bash. They watched a few movies, I believe, in a row.
Oh, that's
they rented
nice.
Out the whole little movie theater and just all got together and had so much fun. And it was documented on Snapchat. So, you know, even while they're stopping filming for a while, it is kind of nice to see that they're still somewhat on social media. We can kind of get an inside look of what we would have seen on the show, but we can still kind of see bits and pieces of it from Snapchat, which is always nice. So I did think that was really cool, like to be able to rent out an entire movie theater and just to be there as a family and all sit close to each other, and just that's fun. I would love to do that with my family someday.
Yeah, and they just had like movie day, like regular movie day.
Yeah, I think that's so nice. I mean, people correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there was like 2 or 3 movies that they played in a row, which would be super fun. Yeah.
I think I saw some pictures of Chloe leaving, and she had on this like tan thing, but it was sheer, so you saw right through it, and she wasn't wearing a bra.
Oh,
I was go ahead, Chloe.
That seems to be their trend.
Yeah.
At the movie theater, too, like if any normal person did that, they'd probably get kicked out for public indecency, just to be honest. But I love Chloe, so slay, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, girl.
Where can we find you? Well, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third, and of course my website, howardthethird.com.
What's up, guys? You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And yesterday I just posted the second video with Pretty Little Liar star Lindsay Shaw. So make sure you check that out. We did an awesome game of Never Have I Ever. We had some really telling answers and asked some pretty tough questions. So make sure you watch that. And where can we find you?
Yes. thanks for bearing with me today, guys. And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Yay, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
'The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.